Hello, this is Your Say, Your Play, Your Community. We've got Alex Day on the phone. Can you hear us, Alex?
Yeah, hello.
Hello. Hello and thanks for coming on Lionheart Radio, 107.3 FM and online at lionheartradio.com. So, Alex came number 4 in the UK Singles Christmas chart. So
yeah, I did, yeah.
That was a big achievement, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you. It was unexpected.
It was a big surprise, because you're not signed, are you? Is that the...
No, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Is getting the charts when you're unsigned is quite odd. We sold about 100,000 copies worldwide, which is mental.
Yeah, I know. I like the song. I was really impressed with that, actually. It was something which was, I felt it was fresh and new and different compared
to
anything in the chart. So when did you first get into music? Have you always been into music?
Yeah, I mean, I've been making YouTube videos for about 6 years and writing songs and being interested in music since before then. I mean, I've always loved popular music just growing up all my life. The reason I originally got a guitar was because I wanted to learn loads of Green Day songs. So I released my first album in 2009 and just slowly kind of worked at it and got better and better and listened to criticisms and that kind of thing and just tried to improve as much as I could.
Did you have anybody that was a big influence on you? Was there a big musical influence on you?
Yeah, Green Day were pretty good. I mean, they were the first band I heard that weren't, you know, pop music. So they opened me to, like, this whole world of, like, Blink-182 and Fall Out Boy and all that kind of lot. And then the Beatles, I like write brilliant songs. I got into them in a huge way a few years ago. And I really like Lady Gaga as well. I think she's great. Oh, Bruno Mars is doing really good stuff right now as well.
It was when I first heard the track, I was like, unsigned, and he's number 4 in the charts. It was something which was completely unexpected, I think, from a lot of people's perspective, and something which allowed people to have a different side of thing. So if you were a singer, what would you be? If you weren't a singer, what would you be?
I don't know. I am a musician because that's the thing I enjoy doing most, more than anything else. I mean, I've done other things, but I like music the best of all those things. So I could be doing any number of things, but I just wouldn't enjoy them as much. I'd certainly still be making YouTube videos, and maybe I'd try write. I always came up with little stories when I was growing up, so maybe I'd try and be a writer or something.
Is there anything that you'd like to do in music? Would you like to do any collaborations with anybody, or would you like to do something like that?
I mean, there's no one specific at the moment, I think, because I'm just trying to, like, at the moment I produce all my own music, which is really nice, because I'm not kind of trying to be arrogant and be like, I can do it better than anyone else, but it's just, I like having that chance to be able to develop myself. Like, the more I produce my own music, the better I'll get at it. So I think that's a good thing to do.
So what do you class your music genre as?
I don't know. Because that's the first thing that people say in it. If you say, I'm a musician, to someone, like, when you're in conversation, they go, oh, what kind of music?
Yeah.
And if I just then say, like, you know, pop music, or pop dance music, that is what it is, but that sounds quite... Like, then they're not going to bother checking it out just on the... Oh, it's pop dance music, brilliant, that sounds generic. So I don't really know how... I don't know if you have a better way of
alternative.
How you describe what I sound like.
Alternative pop. Alternative pop.
Alternative pop. That's quite good, yeah.
Something.
Yeah, that's nice.
So can you play more than one instrument, or can you...
I can pretty much blag anything with strings. I've played guitar, bass, ukulele, mandolin in the past, but and I'm all right with a keyboard or like a piano, but anything with a bow I'm rubbish at, like violin, anything like that, I've never been any good.
What is your favorite genre of music?
I don't know. I mean, I like electronic stuff a lot, and like kind of dance music right now, but I mainly just like really good songs of all types. I mean, I've got a playlist on my Spotify of like 400 songs that are just like all my favorite songs that I just listen to on shuffle all the time. And the other day it went from Master of Puppets by Metallica to straight afterwards Reach by S Club 7. So that, I mean, I like lots of stuff.
What did you grow up listening to? Was it all mainstream, or was it rock?
Well, growing up, it's just, you know, a combination of what they play on the radio plus whatever your parents listen to. So it was S Club 7, Britney Spears, Pink, and like just other stuff on the radio. and the Spice Girls, who were brilliant, mixed with what my mum liked, which was Queen. There was a lot of Queen, that was good, and the Police, and Sting, so, yeah.
Where would you like to be in 10 years' time?
Oh, blimey. I'll be, what, 32? It's always hard with those questions, because yeah. it's sort of easy to think, like, you just imagine yourself right now, but just better. but I think back to when I was 12, and if someone had asked me at 12, what would you like to be doing in 10 years' time, I wouldn't have thought of any of this stuff. I wouldn't have been able to predict, because YouTube didn't exist. So it's always a hard one. What I want to do ideally is just keep doing what I do now, but just have more recognition for it, I think, and more interest in the stuff that I'm putting out.
What is your target audience? So what age group do you try and target with your music?
I don't really think about kind of who I'm targeting. I just try and, I mean, I make songs foremost that I like myself, and then hopefully other people do as well. My main audience on YouTube is sort of 13 to 17, so I'm aware of that, and sometimes I'll make little references to, like, people being in school or something, but apart from that, I'm just myself. I mean, I swear quite a lot, so...
What was the hardest thing you had to overcome in the music industry?
I mean, it's something we're still overcoming. I say we, as in me and my audience, because they're kind of helping me as much as I'm helping myself, but... The resistance to an act that isn't signed. I mean, we don't get really music played on the radio if you're not with Universal or whatever. So that's still a tricky thing. What I'm hoping is that in the next song or two, if we can keep building like a momentum, eventually there'll be like a tipping point where they just can't ignore me anymore, and then they'll want to play my stuff. But we'll see.
That's the way forward.
Yeah.
Force the music on them.
I hope so, yeah.
Do you release a new album, or have we got any new music coming up?
What I'm doing is I'm releasing it sort of song by song at the moment, because for online audience, that's it. To me, that makes a lot more sense. You know, on iTunes, you can just buy individual songs whenever you want. So, and it means every song gets its own artwork and gets its own video and gets more time in the spotlight, which I think means I work harder to make them better and deserving of that spot. So I'm releasing a single on April 1st. Which is not an April Fool's, that's just coincidence, that happened to be the first day of the end of term. And it's called Lady Godiva. So I'm making the music video for that now, and it'll be out next week.
When you were at school, were you in a band, a group, or did you still have the same kind of music?
I was in a band when I was about 15 called Identity, and it was there were three of us. There was me and Luke, who played guitar, and then there was Ross, who played bass. We had no drummer, and we didn't play any gigs ever, but we just sort of hung out in each other's houses and talked about how great it would be to be pop stars and all the things that we wanted to do, and that was basically it.
Look where you are now. what is your musical ambition? Do you want to win awards? Do you want to get signed?
I want to do whatever it takes to get recognition and you know, interest in what I'm doing. So I don't want to be signed, really, unless I mean, well, it's indifferent, I suppose. I want to do what will help me the most, and if getting signed would do that, then fine, but so far it wouldn't. They haven't really offered me anything that I'd be interested in. If someone wants to give me an award, I'll accept it. I mean, that would be nice.
Do you, because I was on your website the other day watching the Forever Yours video, do you make all the videos yourself, or...?
The Forever Yours one was made by my housemate Charlie, who is a YouTuber as well. So that went on his channel. Yeah. The Lady Godiva one is one I'm making myself, and it's the first kind of big music video project that I've ever done on my own, because usually Charlie makes my videos. So that's been fun, and it's been like a learning process, and I'm definitely up for doing more of that again. It's for the same reason of producing my own music, it's helping me kind of learn those skills.
It also adds to it's yours, isn't it? It's you.
Yeah, I don't have to... I don't have to owe anyone anything.
Do you think the music industry will eventually all be digital download and will lose the good old CD?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably likely. I'm releasing a physical CD single for my next song, and that's sort of counterintuitive, but it's mainly because my audience has never, and I have never had the experience of just being able to walk into a shop and saying, there's Alex Day's CD, you know, so I think it'll help just keep things exciting and be just a bit different. I like doing different things. So yeah,
I'll miss the CD when it's gone. I like CDs.
I'm sure it will go probably the way of if the CD carries on. I think it will probably only be for albums like it is now.
Yeah.
But I reckon they'll have to just do something more with it. Like, you can just get the music on iTunes, or you can get, you know, like a deluxe package.
Yeah.
That has, you know, like lyric sheets and kind of usually they release two versions of an album, mm-hmm. and there's the regular version, and then there's like the two disc deluxe version with the behind the scenes DVD and stuff. And I think probably in the future the behind the scenes special extra deluxe version will be the only version for physical, but that will make it more worthwhile.
Do you have any plans to do behind the scenes video or anything like that? You can...
I kind of am every week, because I'm just making videos for YouTube and talking about my life and stuff. So I've mentioned that I'm making the Lady Godiva music video. I was in the Sunday Times today, actually, and which isn't bragging, it's just relevant. They went to, like, while I was filming my music video, they came to watch me and made a little video themselves, kind of interviewing me and stuff, which is on YouTube. So that's quite good.
Do you, when you walk down the street, do you get recognised?
Yeah. The other day, I was, the same day actually, that was the Sunday Times, I was in Hammersmith, and it was about 3:30, so it was quite, about the time when those people were coming out of school, and there was like four different kids in like the space of about 10 minutes that all stopped me and were like, hey, you're the guy. So, yeah, that was new. I enjoyed that. I'm coming to Hammersmith again.
Just at that time.
Yeah, every 3:30 I'll be hanging around outside the Apollo.
So, do you think social media and social networking is the way forward for music and artists?
The thing with me is I don't do it because I want to get fans or whatever. I'm doing it because I enjoy making videos and reaching people. So, I think you have to definitely be in it for the right reasons. But yeah, it's a huge help.
Thanks very much for coming on today's show.
That's all right. It's a pleasure.